In 2012, Carly Sakin and Daniel Weisberg founded The Skim from their couch. Now, 6 years later, their morning newsletter gives over 7 million subscribers the news and information they need to start their day. When they first started the company, they got a lot of advice from other female entrepreneurs. Now they're sharing those conversations and more on their podcast, Skimmed from the Couch. Every week, you'll hear from women like Arianna Huffington, founder of the Huffington Post, and Thrive on why she puts her phone to bed at night. Or how actor Taraji P. Henson got over her first rejection and learned how to negotiate for herself. It's a podcast about the real stuff. Tips and tricks to launch, grow, and change your career. The only rule on the couch? No BS. Check out Skim from the Couch wherever you listen to podcasts. Good morning, everyone. Happy Friday. Nick and Marie coming back on the air. It's been such a long time, and I'm so sorry for being away from you guys, but I had a lot of stuff going on, and I just wanted to focus on all of that and come back to you with current events, and it seems like there's a lot going on. It seems like nothing has really changed. You know, police brutality is still there. I did talk about Kanye West yesterday and the guilty verdict with Bill Cosby. I had a small interview with my mom, so shout out to my mom. Thank you for always being supportive. And a few people called in, chatting with Tasha. I couldn't hear everything that you had to say about Bill Cosby, so please call in and just let us know what you wanted to get out on the air so I can play that. Davis Radio, thank you also for calling in. I have to respond to you, and I will do that today. And everyone else, just thank you for always tuning in, and thank you for being patient with me. I've been away, I think, for a couple of weeks. I haven't... since my birthday, I did one, and then I was gone for a little bit. I got so many things going on that I don't want to say what's going on yet. If you listened to yesterday's episode, you may have heard a little bit of what's going on in my life and what new things, new ventures I'm getting into. I may be at Troy Liquor Bar tonight. I haven't made up my mind yet, so I'll get back on the air and let you guys know if I'll be at Troy Liquor Bar, which is in New York. So stay tuned for that. And if you have any other topic suggestions, let me know. You can always message me. You can call in. You can send smoke signals. I might actually get them. But stay tuned and have a beautiful day and enjoy life to the fullest as always.